We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
I've got evidence. I've got confidence. I'm a conqueror. I know that I win. I know who I am. God wrote it in His plan for me. Oh, oh, oh. My name is Victory.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory.
1 Corinthians 15 says that we have the victory through Christ Jesus.
Yes, God.
And if we know who we serve, we can walk in that victory. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen, God.
Father, I thank you for giving us Jesus. And I thank you, my God, for the power, for the indwelling, for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Now, my Father, I pray that we've kept ourselves the way you can use us. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. And now, Almighty God, I pray that you would hide me behind your cross so that none will see me, but they'll only see and hear you. Let me not preach what I feel, but the words that you have given me to say. I pray, O Lord, for protection over this message so that this devil won't steal it. I pray that it will be a seed that will be planted and will yield you a great harvest. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. First, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to my wife, to these deacons who confidently carry the covenant of Christ, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, we greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The God that we serve is an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. All of this week, I've been asking the Lord, I've been asking him, is there any word from you? I've been asking God, is there a word from you, my God, for your people today? There is. It is found in the book of Jeremiah 29:11. I know y'all say, Pastor's about to wear this scripture out. But I want to tell you that the more that you read a scripture, Miss Sean, can you pull that scripture up by NIV? Can you pull it up through NIV? I wanted you to see this scripture through NIV, New International Version. To our minister of music, God bless you. Give him a hand clap of praise. We want to thank Brother Kevin. I think he stepped out, Brother Kevin Jefferson, for our Boys to Men's Ministry. I want you to encourage him. We must encourage. He's got a task ahead of him. We all will help him to grow. No NIV? Okay. Go back to King James. I want to, from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29:11, it thus reads. I'm going to start at verse 10 and then we'll go down to 14. God says, for thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, listen to what God tell his people. He said, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and causing you to return to this place. Verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to you, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will listen, I'll hear you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I want to read to you verse 11. Go back to verse 11. I want to read to you verse 11 out of NIV. Here's what God says. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I want to read that to you again because you missed your cue to shout. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You still miss your cue to shout. I might need to go down that road again. I know the plans I have for you. This God talking to you. He said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. He said, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and future. You see, you have to know that God has plans for you. I want to talk to you today about an expected end. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. There is someone in here. There is someone that I'm speaking to this morning. I don't know your name. I don't know your background. I do not know from which you have come. But there is someone in here that you have asked, you've prayed, you've talked to God about something. Okay. You've talked to him about, you've asked him about something. There is a situation. Listen, here's the thing about God and the man of God. When God gives us a word for you, he does not give us your name. He does not give us your address. The only thing God tells the man of God to do is to give you the word. All right. You've been seeking an answer. You've been seeking direction from God. You've asked God for something. You had a little talk with him. And God is giving you a word today. Here is the answer. Here is the direction that God has given you. He says, I have plans for you. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, and the plans that I have for you is plans to prosper you. The plans that I have for you, that are they are going to give you plans of a hope and a future. In this scripture, as I looked at it, as I look at this scripture, I studied this scripture more and more for years and years. Let me tell you, the scripture gives more clarity as we grow. You can read a scripture today and tomorrow, God will give you something more. You can read that same scripture next week and God will give you something more. Here is what God gives us in this scripture. God says, when he talks about an expected end in the King James Version, he said an expected end does not only mean after this life. He's saying, I have an expected end for the process that I'm taking you through. He says, I have an expected end for what you've asked me or talked with me about. Am I talking to anyone this morning? You see, when we go to God and we talk to God, God grants us our request, and sometimes we forget about it, but God doesn't. In this text today, God says, I have an expected end to the plans that I have for you according to the blessings that I'm giving you. All right. According to what I'm giving you, it's going to come out with an expected end. You don't have to wait until the next life. I'm giving you an expected end to the process that I'm taking you through. Let me give you a little background in this text. The background of it is God's people had turned their focus from God. They had turned their focus to themselves and to the system, to the society. And God kept telling his people, he says, as a result of that, when you turn your focus to yourselves and to the system and start depending on yourselves and the system, you're going to find yourself in captivity. Every time that God's people turns their focus from him to themselves and to the system, you will find yourself in a state of captivity. God says, listen, you're gonna be in this captive state for quite some time. In this time, in this particular text, he gives them a number. He says 70 years. He said, but after 70 years, he says, I'm going to come to you. He said, I'm going to turn back to you. He says, I'm going to turn toward you. He says, I'm going to cause this for you to be returned back to this place. Not only that, he says, I have plans for you. Not only that, he says, you're going to seek me, you're going to search for me, and at that time, you're going to find me. And I asked God, why at that time? He said, because at that time, they're going to learn their lesson.
All right.
You see, God takes us through a process for us sometimes to learn our lesson. To get our focus off of ourselves and off of the system and back on him. We start to depend on ourselves and on the system and on other people and other things, and we stop trusting God. There is a danger in starting to depend on ourselves and other things rather than God. Watch this. An expected end. There are three points that I want to bring out to you in an expected end. The first thing you have to know in an expected end is one has to learn to trust the plan. You've got to learn how to trust the plan. You see, God has a plan for your life, and you have to, the person has to learn how to trust the plan of God. Amen. Let me bring it to you. Let me give it to you. There, in football, I want to take this analogy. In sports, I want to take, now that you've started to look at the Dallas Cowboys and now that you've started to look at the Saints, those of us that didn't have a real knowledge of football, we're starting to get into football, and so we're kind of learning the system a little bit better. Those of you that are Cowboy fans, those of you that are Saints fans, those of you that are New England fans or Philadelphia fans, those of you that are fans of those who are just winning. Maybe I throw that in for free. You're starting to learn the system a little bit better. Here's what I want to take you to. Listen at this. You have to learn, somebody said, trust the plan. You see, with an expected end, you got to learn how to trust the plan. Watch this. In high school, college, and the pros, you have three different levels. Watch this. In high school, you're a football team, but there's also a man there that when you hit the field, there's a man with a clipboard or some type of plans in his hand. That's the coach. In college, when you hit the field, watch this. There's a man that run out that's got him, and you know what he has? The plan. The plan is the coach. Y'all follow me? In pros, when you run out on the field, there's the team, there's a man, and that man that has the plans is what? Is the coach. The coach has the plan. All right. When you're in high school, you're at a level. you have play on a high school level. When you're in college, that level gets a little bit more intense. Am I talking to anybody? You see, you can't play in college, you can't play on a high school level. And when you are in college, you have to play on a what? On a college level. You see, when you're on a college level, the hits get a little bit more intense. The pace of the game is faster when you're in college. You see, you have to learn that the level that you are on, you are not on the high school level in your belief anymore. Let me talk to somebody over here then. You're no longer on the high school level. You're no longer on the college level. But I want to tell you now, you graduated from the high school to the college. Now, when you graduate from high school, you graduate from high school and you go to college. But in the pros, you have to be chosen. You still didn't get it because you're missing your cue to shout. You have to be chosen to go to the professional level because now you are on a level now that is higher than either one of them. But still on that sideline, there is a man with some what? And he is a what? You see, you still have a coach on the sideline on the pro level. Now, on the pro level, you have to understand, on the professional level, they are faster, the plays are more intense, they hit harder, but they get paid more. Can I talk to anybody? Are you with me yet? You see, you have to understand, everybody in here that say, raise your hand. You see, you're no longer on the high school level. You can't play the little high school games. The Satan, when he sees you now, you on the pro level. You're on living, and you're supposed to be living and playing on the level that God has. You see, God has placed you on and put you on this professional level. Now, on this level, can I talk to somebody? The hits get harder. On this level, they come faster. On this level, am I talking to anyone? On this level, you can't just quit on this level because you're on a professional level and you have some expectations. Watch this. You have to trust the plan. The coach comes out. The coach, before you leave the locker room, the coach has a plan. I noticed in the pro level that when they come out, that the quarterback doesn't, some of them will have the plays on their wrist. But I noticed in the pro level, the quarterback, he looks over at the coach. And in some instances, he calls his own plays. But they are not his plays. He's gotten the plays from, am I talking to anybody? Out here on this field, God gives you the right to call the plays, but the plays comes from. This is why you can't get out there witnessing on your own. You have to wait for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and he will lead. Am I talking to three people? He will lead you, and he will guide you. You see, here's the plans. There's the coach. You out here on the field. Maybe I need to say that again. Here's the plans. There's the coach. And you're out here on the field. You see, you got to learn how to trust. trust the plan. You see, when to come out with an expected end, you're going to win. But you have to learn how to trust the plan. What you ask God for, you ask God for something, and you got to learn how to trust the plan. Trust the plan. You see, the plan for the receiver is to do a down and out. If the receiver do a down and a cross, then the quarterback gonna throw an interception. Because see, when the quarterback throws, the quarterback is expecting for the receiver to go a down and a, am I talking to anybody? That's where the ball is. But if you do a down and out, the ball going that, you gonna be this way and the ball gonna be that way. That's why we get into so much trouble.
It's because God takes the blessing this way, and you way. You know why? Because you didn't trust or follow. That's why the Bible said, lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge it looks right, it feels right, but you going this way. It's not designed for you to go that way. The play is designed for you to go by the word of God and go that way. Watch this, watch this, watch this. You have to trust the plan, because God says in Isaiah 55 and 10, my thoughts are higher than, am I talking to anybody? It doesn't look like it's right. It might not feel right. It might not seem like it's supposed to go that way. But God said, listen, just go that way. Anybody ever had any situation like that where God has told you to go? You couldn't figure it out. You couldn't understand it. It doesn't look right, but you went that way, and guess what? You got the blessing. You have to learn how to touch a neighbor and say, neighbor, trust the plan. First thing you have to do is trust the plan. The second thing you have to do is be patient with the process. You have to be patient with the process. You see, what you've asked God for, you've got to learn how to be patient with the process. You see, the process, God says, is a process. What you're going through right now is a process. You ask God for something, you want God to just throw it down and give it to you. God says it doesn't work like that. You've got to go through the process. You've got to learn how to grow to it. You've got to grow up to it. You've got to learn how to not squander it when you get it. You see, you have to learn how, am I talking to anybody? You got to learn how to be patient with the process. Too many of us are trying to get out too fast. We have a microwave mentality. We want to immediately, watch this. This is what I like about football. I'm still using that analogy. You've seen it. The quarterback goes out there. He want to win the game. He goes out there and he throws an interception. The running back fumbles the ball. Or the kicker kicks the ball and it goes the other way. You know what? Watch them. You'll see them come over. And when they come over to the sideline, the coach will take the quarterback or the running back aside and say, calm down. Am I talking to anybody? You see, God is telling you to calm down. You're in a hurry. You're anxious. And see, when you're anxious, you make mistakes. That's why we get our heart broken. We're anxious. We got ants in our pants. We're trying to move too fast. We're trying to get ahead of God. And you know what? He brings them over and he says, listen, calm down. Get the game back in control. Get yourself back in control. When you get yourself back in control, then you get the game. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians,